Autumn has come around again, and we have another audio postcard from the fabulous Countryside Live. And whom should we be speaking to first and foremost? But of course, show director extraordinaire Bill Cowling. Bill, good to see you as ever.
Good morning, Alex.
The 11th year, their first decade wrapped up, and here we are in a whole new world of brave new confidence and a superlative show.
Yeah, we had a super day yesterday. It was great. The weather was kind to us in the end. It didn't start very promisingly, but it was very kind in the end, and great crowd and a very good show.
From pigeons to sheep to horses to chainsaw carving, it does seem as though you've got everything on the site today.
Yes, and yesterday we had carriage driving, which was a new thing for the show. The farriers, I've just been watching them as I came in now and loading the horses, so they're going to be at full steam again today, and which is an amazing sight to see all those forges working together.
It was only last year that the official thing was opened, and here we are, it's getting into full force.
Oh, very much so, and it's really the judge is from America, one of the judges from America, and he says it's the best facility he's ever seen anywhere in the world.
Yesterday we had a couple of our roving reporters, Jill Prowse and team, were here. They phoned back to the studio, did a couple of phone links with us, and they said it was the best show ever in terms of Countryside Lives and other things. So you must be doing something right.
We like best show ever. We quite like that accolade.
That's fine. So what will you be doing yourself today? Just sort of soaking up the atmosphere, or sort of generally sort of planning ahead to Great Yorkshire Show next year and Countryside Live next year?
I don't think I'll be doing much Great Yorkshire Show planning today. We try to look at things that we might improve over the day, but our patron, Lady Halifax and Lord Halifax, they're coming today, so I shall be showing them round and enjoying the show.
So the rest of my team will be en route from Lincoln as we speak. I think Lou Bevan is joining us as well for his insightful comments on the whole thing. Bill, as ever a delight, we'll hopefully move on to more successful shows as the years proceed.
I hope so.
Obviously, having spoken to show director Bill Cowling, a show director would be nothing, absolutely nothing, without the best possible public relations person you could ever wish to shake a country stick at. Of course, that would be the fabulous Judy Thompson. How are you, Judy?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex.
As we were saying to Bill, the feedback that we've had so far from some of our reporters we sent down initially has been very positive, and this must be, you know, a real source of pride and delight to yourself.
Absolutely. As you probably know, this is our 11th year, so we're very much a part of the rural community now. And to see all the visitors coming in yesterday, and hopefully again today, gives you a real buzz.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Ed Wellman and Katie Grimmison and Ian Mills, of course, for joining us. Lou Bevan will be coming along as well, so lots of things for them to look forward to. Particular highlights for yourself, or is it a case of, don't talk to me about highlights, I'm in the press office most of the time, actually sorting and firefighting and things?
Well, I suppose there's two main highlights that I really enjoy. One is the cattle judging, which happens this afternoon for the Supreme Championship, and then the other is the Search for a Talented Show Jumper competition with Graham and Tina Fletcher, where, you know, you get the youngsters on their horses getting that most amazing experience of a masterclass with Olympian Tina Fletcher.
And in terms of, I suppose, unique factors, no temptations to actually use the chainsaw as a way of actually sort of emphasising order in Yorkshire Agricultural Society meetings?
Well, that's a thought. I think perhaps health and safety might have something to say, because I'm not sure we've actually got all the headphones necessary for that.
Makes perfect sense. OK, Judy, again, as we look at in this, it's hall two here. I'm always constantly amazed by how this metamorphoses through the year, from obviously the Great Yorkshire Show in the summer, through things such as the North East Horticultural Society's gigs, etc. It's a very flexible and useful space.
It's a super space, isn't it? I mean, here we have a lot of the equine classes, but also there's the dog agility in here, and when you get the crowds around the ring and that roar, it's quite amazing.
Indeed, we're looking forward to catching up with that as well. Bill obviously mentioned that you have the patron sort of on parade as well today. Any other highlights you're looking forward to in this day two of Countryside Live 2013?
Oh, just a really good day with a great Yorkshire public and beyond, obviously, because we attract from all over the region.
There's lots of Lincolnshire folk coming up, obviously.
Loads, yes. Lincolnshire and County Durham. We are amazed at the attraction that the event holds, but it's great to see.
So we've spoken to Bill Cowling, we've moved on from Judy Thompson, and now, whilst I wait for the rest of our team to arrive, I'm looking at a sign which says, you break them, I'll shaft them. It's the stick man, and I think we're actually speaking to the genuine stick man, in betwixt of his fans coming up to do all sorts of things here. And your name, sir?
Ken Horner.
And you are the stick man?
Yeah.
Of course, there we are. So what we have here is a collection of pure cornucopia of all sorts of things, thumb sticks. What's the difference between a thumb stick and other sort of areas?
Well, the thumb stick, you put your thumb over the top of it to walk like that. Your crook is for catching sheep. And then you have your market stick and your dress stick.
So in terms of that, I was just going to ask you to actually define what makes one stick different from another. You've actually just sort of put your finger on that whole thing, no pun intended there. How long does it take to make one of these fine objects?
Depends. It's a hobby. You can, you know, do a little bit on each one occasionally and go back to it, or if you don't feel like it, put it down and go on to another one.
I'm sure we've met before at previous Countryside Lives. This is the 11th. Are you a regular at both Countryside Live and the Great Yorkshire Show?
About 7 or 8 show I've done.
Right. And how are you finding it? Is it improving?
Yes, it's been a good day. I had a good day yesterday. My local blacksmith's there with his stand as well.
I think we'll obviously catch up with them later when the rest of the team have actually arrived. And of course you get an excellent view of the dog agility classes, amongst other things.
Yeah, as well as the horses as well, which I've been in for many, many years.
Now I see that you're wearing proudly a polo shirt which has Yorkshire Air Ambulance registered volunteer on the whole thing. Yeah. I presume that's not just an affectation, you are part of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance registered volunteer people.
Yeah, I've raised over £26,000 in the last 10 years.
Which is generally fantastic stuff, and long may continue, because I think it's fair to say that without your efforts to actually raise funds, there would not be a Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
No, but it's better run by subscription like this way than by the government, because it'd be overbodied by bureaucracy.
Now, there's an interesting point that I'm sure we could go into, but won't today. Ken, it's been fantastic connecting with you, good sir, today. I'm sure we might come back and catch up with the various other bits and pieces. Just looking at the skulls that we've actually got here, sort of the various other things, why have we actually got these skulls on display as well?
It's just to show that where the horns come from and the different stages. The skull is a complete unit, and then the horns are various sizes for different, you know, different sticks.
Now, as one of the early arrivals, still waiting for the rest of my team to come up from Lincoln, I'm sure Ed and Katie are on their way. Katie's just actually informed us she stopped off at a services en route, but I noticed one of the other early arrivals who was setting up a superlative stand here. It's the Yorkshire Beekeepers Association, and we have one of the members of the august organisation that is the YBA with us now. And your name, sir, is?
Graham Browster.
Graham, talk to us about some of the wonderful things we've got here, because obviously judging took place yesterday, and I see we've got a whole collection of firsts, seconds, thirds, generally all sorts of things you can do with the products of bees.
Yes, all the exhibits have actually either come from a beehive, have got honey or wax or something like that in them.
In previous incarnations at the Yorkshire Agricultural Showground, obviously whether it be the NEHS Autumn and Spring Flower Shows or indeed the Great Yorkshire Show, we've seen some of the fabulous work that the Yorkshire Beekeepers Association actually does. We've talked about the disappearance of the bees, the reappearance of the bees and so on. What's this year been like for bees in general?
In general, it's been much better. We had a lot of problems in spring with badly mated queens from the year before, but most people have got over that and we've actually got a little bit of honey this year.
Which is always good. And in terms of the overall sequence, is beekeeping literally for everybody, including folk who might want to actually have some urban beekeeping scenarios? I mean, that's often been mentioned as certainly something that people might consider.
Providing you've got room to put them, it doesn't necessarily have to be in your garden. There's no reason why anybody can't do it.
The wonderful thing about all of this material, of course, is it's renewable. We've got candlesticks. I'm particularly taken by the fizzy drink branded bottles that we've actually got in the background there. I shan't actually give them any shameless publicity. I think you know what they are. But that, plus, of course, cakes. Are there any particular favourites from your own point of view?
I'm a bit of a wax man, to be honest. I like my wax. Take a lot of time making it.
And, of course, you're ideally positioned here for the dog agility classes and getting a whole range of other factors there. What's the show been like from your own perspective?
I haven't moved very much, to be honest, but I've enjoyed the horses. Dogs are a bit noisy.
If people are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, Yorkshire Beekeepers Association, what's the best way to do? Is it a case of find you via a search engine, Google and such like, and sort of find your nearest association? Because Yorkshire's a big county.
It is, yeah. The Yorkshire Beekeepers have got their own website. If anybody wants to pursue beekeeping, if they go onto the Yorkshire Beekeepers website, it'll give them directions to all the different associations.
Which presumably is yorkshirebeekeepersassociation.co.uk or .com?
I think so.
It'll be there. As I say, use a search engine. We've moved on. We're into a whole different sort of system. Graham, it's been a delight sharing some thoughts with you yourself today. I wish you all the very best and hopefully catch up with you again future shows.
I hope so, yeah.